Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Reality is Not What It Seems, The Journey to Quantum Gravity. By Carlo Rovelli is a short, wide-ranging guide to how modern physics has repeatedly redrawn the picture of the world. Rovelli, a leading figure in Loop quantum gravity, traces a path from the earliest Greek debates about atoms and change through Galileo, Newton, Faraday, and Einstein, showing how each step replaced familiar intuition with deeper structure. The book focuses on the central puzzle of contemporary theoretical physics, how to reconcile general relativity, where gravity is the geometry of space-time, with quantum mechanics, where nature is granular, probabilistic, and relational. Written for general readers, it emphasizes ideas over equations, using history, metaphor, and careful reasoning to explain why space and time may not be fundamental ingredients of reality. Along the way, it introduces the reader to the conceptual stakes of quantum gravity and to the intellectual beauty of asking what the world is made of and what it means to know. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from ancient atomism to scientific method, a major thread of the book is that today's revolutions in physics did not appear from nowhere. They are the latest chapters in a long argument about change, substance, and knowledge. Rovelli begins with early Greek thinkers who challenged common sense by proposing that the world is made of invisible constituents and that phenomena arise from their arrangements. He uses this historical prologue to illustrate a recurring pattern. Progress happens when thinkers accept that reality can be radically different from how it feels. The narrative then moves toward the birth of modern science, where observation, measurement, and mathematical structure become the tools that discipline imagination. Figures like Galileo represent more than discoveries. They represent a new way of asking questions, separating what is seen from what must be inferred. The reader is invited to see scientific theories as maps that are judged by coherence and predictive power, not by resemblance to everyday perception. This sets the stage for later surprises in relativity and quantum theory, and it clarifies why quantum gravity is not a niche problem, but the continuation of a philosophical and scientific journey about what the world is and how we can know it. Secondly, Einstein and the discovery of space-time as geometry, Rovelli highlights general relativity as one of the sharpest breaks from intuitive thinking because it transforms gravity from a force into the curvature of space-time. Instead of masses pulling on one another across a fixed stage, the stage itself becomes dynamic, shaped by energy and matter. The book explains this shift conceptually. Clocks do not tick at a universal rate, distances are not absolute, and the geometry that organizes events depends on physical conditions. This redefinition of gravity solves long-standing puzzles and unifies a wide range of phenomena, while also introducing a new kind of realism in physics, where relationships and measurements take priority over absolute background structures. Rovelli also emphasizes the implications for time. In relativity, time is entwined with motion and gravity, so there is no single global now. This prepares readers for the central tension with quantum mechanics, which typically assumes a fixed time parameter. By portraying relativity as a theory about the structure of space and time themselves, the book makes clear why any attempt to build a deeper theory must address space-time, not as a container, but as a participant in the physical world. Thirdly, quantum mechanics and the granular nature of reality. Another key topic is how quantum theory reshapes the meaning of physical description. Rovelli presents quantum mechanics as a framework in which the properties of systems are not simply possessed in isolation, but are revealed in interactions. The world becomes discrete in important ways, with energy and other quantities appearing in packets, and the certainty of classical trajectories giving way to probabilistic outcomes constrained by precise mathematical rules. Rather than leaning on technical formalism, the book emphasizes the conceptual messages: information is limited, measurement is an active process, and the classical picture of objects with definite attributes at all times is an approximation. This perspective supports a more relational view of physics, consistent with Rovelli's broader interpretive stance that what matters are the interactions between systems. The reader sees why quantum mechanics is extraordinarily successful, and yet conceptually unsettling, especially when compared with relativity. Quantum theory typically describes processes as evolving in time, but it does not naturally explain what time is. This mismatch is not presented as a failure, it is presented as a signpost, indicating where a more fundamental theory must rethink both the quantum and space-time pictures in a single coherent language. Fourthly, the quantum gravity challenge, unifying the two pillars. The heart of the book is the problem of quantum gravity, building a theory that respects the lessons of quantum mechanics while preserving the insight of relativity that space-time is dynamical. Rovelli explains why this is difficult. In general relativity, geometry is continuous and smooth, and time is part of the geometry. In quantum mechanics, the world is probabilistic and often described against a fixed background time. When pushed to extremes such as black holes or the earliest moments of the universe, the two theories demand to be used together, yet they speak different conceptual languages. Ravelli outlines how physicists explore this frontier by asking what becomes of space and time at very small scales. He conveys the idea that the familiar continuum may dissolve into a granular structure where geometry itself comes in quanta. This is not framed as mere speculation, but as a disciplined response to incompatibilities that appear when both theories are taken seriously. The reader gains an appreciation for how theoretical physics proceeds by demanding internal consistency, by respecting established experimental results, and by using mathematical structures to guide intuition toward new possibilities about the deep architecture of reality. Lastly, loop quantum gravity, space as networks and time as emergent. Ravelli introduces loop quantum gravity as one of the principal approaches to quantum gravity and the one most closely associated with his research. The book's explanation centers on the idea that space may be composed of discrete building blocks arranged in a web of relations, often described through network-like structures. In this picture, geometry is not infinitely divisible. Areas and volumes can have minimal units, and the smooth space of everyday experience emerges as a large-scale approximation of an underlying quantum structure. Ravelli also stresses the consequences for time. If space-time geometry is quantized, then time is not a universal background parameter, but something that arises from the changing relations among physical systems. This leads to a view in which the fundamental description is not about things evolving in an external time, but about correlations between observable quantities. The approach also offers conceptual tools for thinking about black holes and the early universe, where classical space-time descriptions fail. While the book does not claim final answers, it presents loop quantum gravity as a coherent attempt to honor both relativity and quantum mechanics, and it invites readers to see the search not as a competition of slogans, but as a careful reconstruction of what space, time, and matter can mean at the deepest level. In conclusion, this book is best suited for curious general readers, science-minded humanity students, and anyone who wants a clear, non-technical orientation to why physicists believe space and time may not be fundamental. It also works well for readers who have heard of relativity and quantum mechanics but want to understand the specific reason a new theory is needed, beyond the usual buzzwords about black holes or the Big Bang. The benefit is not just learning facts, it is gaining a more flexible way of thinking. Ravelli repeatedly shows how reliable knowledge can come from abandoning common sense when evidence and coherence demand it, a skill that transfers to critical thinking in everyday life. Compared with many popular physics books, this one stands out for its blend of historical storytelling and conceptual focus, and for offering a guided tour toward quantum gravity rather than stopping at established 20th century theories. It is worth buying if you want an intellectually serious introduction that respects the reader's intelligence, provides a sense of the open questions at the frontier, and conveys why the journey itself is one of the most profound adventures of modern thought. If you would like to support Carlo Ravelli, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.